Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the China Ceramics Company Limited fourth quarter and fiscal year 2009 earnings conference call. My name is Nicole, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host for today's call, Mr. Ed Jobe. Please proceed.
Thank you, Nicole. Good morning and good evening, and welcome to China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year 2009 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jiazhong Wang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that in this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and therefore we refer you for more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, April 5th, 2010. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management will make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures which the company believes provide meaningful additional information to understand China Ceramics' operating performance. A table reconciling non-GAAP measures to the nearest GAAP equivalent can be found on the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now it is my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics' Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jiazhong Wang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
Thank you, Ed. 欢迎各位参加今天的电话会议。
Thank you, Ed. Welcome, everyone. And thank you for joining us today.
今天非常高兴能在这里向大家报告我们异常出色的四季度和2009年全年财务数据。我们达到了原先对收入的正利润的预期，同时在执行菜店的商业计划方面也取得了很多的阶段性的成果，使中国陶瓷多年来始终能够保持持续快速发展增长。
We are very pleased to report exceptional results for the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2009. In addition to meeting our guidance for revenue and net income, we also make significant progress in the execution of our business plan and position China Ceramics well to continue its rapid growth in the years ahead.
2009年财务数据亮点有收入增长 13.3% 达8.8亿人民币，月合1.287亿美元，净利润达1.529亿人民币，月合2230万美元，估算变更费用调整后的净利润达1.793亿人民币，月合2620万美元。
The highlights for 2009 include revenue was up 13.3% to RMB 880.1 million or equivalent to US$128.7 million. Net profit was RMB 152.9 million equivalent to US$22.3 million. Adjusted net profit excluding merger costs was RMB 179.3 million or equivalent to US$26.2 million.
可能大家都知道 我们刚和中国收购控股公司实现那并购，成功登陆美股上市。我们相信这次并购的完成是中国投资发展历史上的重要里程碑之一，上市帮助我们扩大的投资基础，便为我们提供了通往资本市场的途径，从而可以获得更多资金加速企业的发展。
As most of you know, we completed a merger with China Holdings Acquisition Corp, a special purpose acquisition corporation. And as a result, we became a public company in the U.S. We believe the completion of this merger is an important milestone in our development, as it has broadened our investor base and provided us with access to capital to accelerate the growth of our business.
作为一家上市公司，我们的近期目标是在美国纳斯达克股票交易市场上市。我们委任比尔先生和苏伟芳先生为我们的董事会成员，从2010年4月1号起生效。比尔先生拥有36年的公共会计经验，升任图华荣道会计事务所的合伙人，他将担任我们的审计委员会的主席。苏先生2007年3月加入中国陶瓷，他目前担任公司的法律顾问以及公司秘书。我们十分荣幸邀请他们两位加入董事会。
In connection with our status as a public company and our immediate growthis to list our share on the Nasdaq exchange. We have appointed Bill Stokinski and Mr. Su Weifeng to our board of directors effective from April the 1st, 2010. Mr. Stokinski brings over 36 years of public accounting experience as former partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and he will head the audit committee. Mr. Su,joined China Ceramic in March 2007. He currently acts as General Legal Counsel and the Secretary for the company. We are greatly honored to have both of them on our board. In addition, Mr. Huang has been appointed as Chief Executive Officer, and Paul Kelly has been appointed as Non-Executive Chair.
在今年一月份，我们收购了江西高安的一个生产基地，使我们的年产能提高了1000万平方米，从而实现总产能3800万平方米。我们非常高兴地看到，目前我们两个工厂都在全速运转，以满足客户旺盛的需求。展望未来，我们预计在2011年年底之前，高安基地的产能能将达到4200万平方米，从而成为支持我们的实体高速发展的强有力平台。
In January, we acquired a new production facility in Gaoan, expanding our capacity by 10 million square meters to 38 million square meters per year. We are pleased that both plants are currently operating at full capacity.To meet strong demand from our customers. Looking ahead, we expect to expand capacity at our Gaoan facility to 42 million square meters by the end of the 2011, providing us with a strong platform to continue our rapid growth.
进入到2010年，我们对眼前的机会充满了欣喜。我们将会提起去为我们的顾客股东带来了积极的业绩和长期的价值。我也期望在以后每个季度都通过我们的季报会向大家汇报取得的成果。
As we enter 2010, we are very excited with the opportunities ahead.Delivering positive results and creating value for our customers and shareholders for many years to come. And I look forward to reporting on our progress. replacing Mr. Huang Qianman. I would like to spend a few minutes discussing China Ceramics business performance. Before I go into fourth quarter financials, let me start by providing some background about our business and our industry. China Ceramics is a manufacturer of ceramic tiles used for exterior siding and interior flooring in residential and commercial buildings. We are based in Xinjiang, in the Fujian province of China. As some of you may know, Xinjiang is one of the most important manufacturing hubs for ceramic tiles in China due to the specific quality of clay found in the area. Our manufacturing facility in Xinjiang was commissioned in 1993 and currently has the capacity to produce 28 million square meters of ceramic tiles that are sold under the Hengda or Xi brand. We have recently acquired a new state-of-the-art production facility in Gaoan, which was commissioned in January and currently has capacity to produce 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Our goal is to expand the Gaoan plant to 42 million square meters by the end of 2011, providing us a platform to continue our rapid growth. China Ceramics has a very broad product offering with 5 different types of tiles, with over 2,000 different combinations of products, colors, and sizes. We distribute our product through 35 exclusive distributors. Our top 10 customers represent less than 50% of our sales, and 9 out of them have worked with us for over 10 years. Key underlying trends supporting the growth of our business include the Chinese government announced a RMB 4 trillion plan to stimulate the economy, the continued trend towards increasing urbanization, and general improvement in living standards driven by high per capita GDP. With this macroeconomic scenario as the backdrop, we see significant opportunity for China Ceramics to grow its top and bottom line in the years ahead. But we gradually expanded the capacity of our Gaoan plant to meet the demand from our customers. Now, moving on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Net revenue for the fourth quarter 2009 was RMB 231.5 million or US$33.9 million, up 25.3% from the fourth quarter 2008. The increase was primarily driven by an 18.7% increase in sales volume in this quarter. Because real estate development in China continued to rebound from the slowdown in the second half of 2008. Also, the average selling price per square meter increased by 5.5% in the fourth quarter of 2009, compared with the same period in 2008. Gross profit was RMB 83.4 million or US$12.2 million compared to RMB 53.1 million for the fourth quarter 2008, up 57.3%. Gross margin was 36% compared to 28.7% for the same period last year. The increase in gross profit and gross margin was mostly driven by strong growth in revenue combined with strict cost control. Selling expenses were RMB 13.7 million or US$2 million or 5.9% of the sales, compared to RMB 12.1 million or 6.6% of sales in the fourth quarter
due to the change in sales commission payable to distributors. Administrative expenses were RMB 2.7 million or US dollar 0.4 million compared with RMB 2.6 million for the third quarter of 2009 and RMB 2.2 million for the fourth quarter of 2008. Non-recurring costs associated with our reverse merger and going public transaction were RMB 26.4 million or US dollar 3.9 million. Net profit for the fourth quarter 2009 was RMB 25.9 million or US dollar 3.8 million, declining 24.8% from the comparable period in 2008. The decrease in net profit was mainly due to the above mentioned reverse merger transaction, as well as the change in statutory tax rate from 12.5% in 2008 to 25% in 2009. Adjusted net profit, excluding the impact of merger costs, was RMB 52.3 million or US dollar 7.7 million, up 51.9% over the comparable period in 2008. The increase in adjusted net profit was driven by strong growth in revenue, combined by management's ability to cost control. This favorable trend was partially offset by increase in statutory rates. We have included a table reconciling adjusted net profit to net profit in our press release issued earlier today. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 3.03 or US dollar 0.44. For the fourth quarter of 2009, up from RMB 6 or US dollar 0.88. In the same period in 2008, adjusted earnings per share, per fully diluted share, were RMB 6.12 or US dollar 0.89 for the fourth quarter 2009, up from RMB 6 or US dollar 0.88 in the same period in 2008. Turning to our balance sheet, we had a cash of RMB 150.1 million or US dollar 22 million at the end of the year. As of the balance sheet date, we had an inventory turnover of 77 days, receivable turnover was 97 days, and payable turnover was 69 days. Bank borrowings were RMB 26.5 million or US dollar 3.9 million. Let me now turn to our growth plan and future outlook. The current annual production capacity at the Xinjiang facility is 28 million square meters and 10 million square meters at Gaoan facility. Our 9 production lines at the Xinjiang facility and 3 production lines at the Gaoan facility are all running at full capacity. During fiscal year 2010, we expect to expand approximately US dollar 20 million to install 4 additional production lines at the Gaoan facility. The annual production capacity at the Gaoan facility is expected to reach 42 million square meters by the end of 2010. Our backlog of orders for delivery in first quarter stands at about approximately RMB 242 million or US dollar 35.3 million, representing a year-over-year revenue growth rate of 35.9% compared to the first quarter of 2009. Overall, We are very excited about our future prospects, and we look forward to reporting positive results in the quarters ahead. With that, we would like to open up the call to your questions. Operator?
Thank you. As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, to ask a question, press star one at this time. We have no questions. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Hen.
On behalf of the entire China Ceramics Management, we want to thank you for your interest and participation on this call. Operator?
Yes, sir. I do show that we have a question at this time.
Okay.
That question is from the line of Ben Lai of Region 4.
Hi, this is Ben. I want to ask a question about the shared understanding and how you're going to how you're going to handle the so many shares of warrants. Thank you.
我先翻译一下刚才这个问题，他的问题是关于我们在外面的股数和认股权证这样一个问题，问我们以后怎样去处理这样一个事情，是吗？We are working with our financial advisors to address this situation, and we will make an announcement once we have a decision by our board.
There are no further questions at this time.
And thank you for your interest and participation on this call, and on behalf of our entire China Ceramics Management, and we thank you, and thank you for your interest. Operator?
Thank you, sir. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.